Hello and welcome. My name's Claire Russell and you're listening to my podcast. This is episode one of the series Claire and Todd on the Sofa, which was originally recorded via Facebook Live on the 15th of November 2016. In this podcast, our first on the sofa, we talk about business, life, social media and networking. Hello everyone, my name is Claire Russell. If this is your first time listening, it's good to have you with us. For everyone else, welcome back. These podcasts are produced regularly and cover a variety of subjects. Show notes can be found over at www.clarerussell.co.uk/category/podcasts. If you enjoy listening to our podcast series, please consider subscribing so that you don't miss a single episode. You can also follow me via @crbusiness over on Twitter and or subscribe via www.clarerussell.co.uk. Now, on with the show.
That's good. Oh my God, we're live. We're live on the sofa.
Here we are, live on the sofa. We're just going to chatter inanely for a minute or two just to see if anybody's actually there. So if anybody tunes in, if you could give us a little sign that you're there, that would be wonderful.
I'm just going to share it on Facebook, so ignore me for a second.
Yeah, we'll just sort of talk inanely.
Do our thing.
Talk a bit of rubbish until some people pop up.
I put it into the foreign group as well. So,
is anybody there? Oh. Good morning, Renee. Can you give us a sign that you can hear us okay? That the sound's all right.
There we go.
Good morning, Kylie.
One more to go.
There's loads of my friends tuning in.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So they should do.
It's nice to see people joining us very promptly this morning. Thank you, guys. Hi, Charlotte. Can you hear us okay? Sound is a pound. That's great. Thanks, Renee.
Awesome.
So I'm just going to chatter and not say very much again for another few seconds. And then once we get to 10:30, we will start properly.
Oh, James Chisholm's here. That's just
hey, it's great to see people tuning in so quickly. We're going to get some great numbers watching.
Cool. I can see some comments down there, so that's all good as well.
Just in case. Okay, so good morning everybody. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Claire Russell and I run a network marketing business, and through that business I help people to set up their own businesses from home. I'm here this morning with the wonderful Todd from Spaghetti Agency, and well, we're just going to have a chat really.
It's just, we just did this, didn't we, by accident, at your foreign meeting, sat on a sofa and it worked.
Yeah, we thought, there's a format here, we should have our own TV show.
So this is like the pilot to take over Phil and Holly, basically.
Yeah,
definitely. Think we could do that.
I think we definitely could.
We could do that. Obviously we're prepared, I have my foreign TV shirt on, so this is reading the right way around. So I've had, and your cup, I think you'll find we've got a foreign TV cup. So a Facebook Live cup, look, it's the right way around. No mess in here.
We are organised.
We are organised. It's all good.
So we've got loads of people here. So thank you guys for tuning in. It's really great to see you. So we're gonna have a little chat this morning about... actually, I thought we might start by talking about where we met, because that's kind of quite key for
we
both of us.
We can't say that.
The other one.
God, that's awkward.
So yeah, we'll talk a little bit about our journey and what we do, and we wanted to talk a bit about just sort of business generally and networking. But so we met through 4N, for networking, for those of you that aren't 4N members.
We actually met at Steph's networking retreat experience the first
time. Ah, we did, actually.
Which is in theory 4N, but it is also not 4N.
This is true, yeah. So I was at Steph's networking retreat experience for the first time. Earlier on this year, I was there because of 4N.
Yeah,
because I'd been
all roads lead to 4N.
Yeah, all roads lead to 4N. I'd been at a 4N meeting just a few days before, and I had been talking to Claire McTurnan. Good morning, Claire, if you're watching. And Claire had suggested that I ought to go along to Steph's networking retreat.
That was it.
So I went along, and that was where Todd and I met for the first time. But we have since got to know each other quite well through the 4 networking community.
Because we're both bonkers, because we both run our own meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah, we decided that we got have so much time on our hands, we also run a networking meeting. And we both, and our networking meetings do all right, don't they?
They do all right, yeah. Right. Yeah, we get a little bit of bit of noise out there, don't we?
A bit of noise makes people feel sick most of the time.
Most of the time. Yeah, so I'm the group leader at the rugby breakfast meeting, and we meet on a Wednesday morning. And you're the group leader at
Leamington Spa Evening, which is the Wednesday evening, the same day as yours.
Yeah, which is a bit nuts because we've kind of fallen into the habit of going to each other's meetings
doing
where
the,
we can.
Doing the double.
Which has become known as doing the double.
And quite a lot of people do that.
Quite a lot of people do that now, which is really cool. So we see, we spend most of the day together, which is quite nice.
Yeah, with the same entourage.
With the same entourage, yeah. Yeah.
It's quite good.
It is good. So I joined for networking earlier on this year, and that coincided with me having launched my business, and I just kind of fell into for networking quite by accident, really. But it's been, for me, it's been probably one of the best things I've done for my business.
Yeah, same thing, really. Did you join straight away? Did you hesitate?
I joined straight away.
Did you? So yeah. I hesitated. I made them wait at least 3 or 4 months before I said yes.
No.
I'm terrible.
No, I'm like the ultimate impulse buyer. So
I did.
So I walked into my first meeting and literally within about 5 minutes decided that I was going to join. And Sam Rollins, the area leader, was sitting quite close to me, and I sort of got her attention at some point during the meeting. I went, Sam, I'm going to join today. And she went, but you can come as a visitor another day.
That's probably easy.
I'm going to join today.
Myself, whichever.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I did. I joined there and then, and also took on a team role straight away. And that's been really key.
See, you've just accelerated what I did. You just did it in a week. Like, I took like 4 months to join. Yeah. Oh, I'm not really sure. Then I had a one-to-one with Brad Burton. It basically just, the whole thing was just, why didn't you join 4N? Why haven't you joined 4N? Why haven't you joined 4N? So I joined 4N. And then for about a year, I put off ever getting involved in anything to do with Foresights or group leader roles. And then Claire McTurnan asked me to be a group leader.
Yeah.
I said no. And within 10 minutes, I'd said yes. And I don't even know how I did that. And then I had to come home and tell Joe that a week before we were rebranding our business, I'd taken on a team role. Which is just such an easy role to do. It doesn't take up any of your time.
No, not at all.
So it was a great decision. But actually, the profile you get from being a group leader in 4N is amazing. And I think it's hands down the best position in 4N.
Oh, I do.
I think even area regional leaders, I'm not interested in that at all. I like the group leader role. I just think it suits what I do. It suits what you do.
I've just become an area leader.
No.
I have. Yeah.
Shock news.
Shock news.
Are you my area leader? Now my boss?
Yeah.
Have you killed Sam?
No, I've taken on a small area, so I'm the area leader for the Leamington Lunch area.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's
breaking news.
I'm not sure if I was supposed to say that, but did.
It's there now, isn't it? It's a visual shock.
Forever.
Don't tell anyone. It's wow, cool.
Yeah.
So you've got yours.
Yeah, and the area at Leamington Lunch, yeah.
She's taking over.
I'm really pleased to do it. And a big part of the reason that I wanted to do it is actually I really want to help that group. My very good friend Claire Crouch has taken on the group leader role there as well.
Oh, actually. Do you know what? I told her to do that. I said, you need to do that.
Yeah.
It should happen. This is brilliant. Renee wants to know which one of us is Holly.
Well, hopefully that wasn't me.
Saying nothing.
I'm hoping that's me.
John Russell says, congratulations. Is that your John?
Yep.
He says, congratulations. As a few other people saying, congratulations. World domination, says Adrian.
Well,
that's basically what you're trying to do, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's all part of the plan.
That's all part of the plan. World domination. Adrian, you've hit the nail on the head there. Yeah. So when are you going to take over Michael Nagle's role?
Well, it's part of the plan.
It's part of the plan.
Yeah.
Just get rid of him. Well,
yeah.
Brexit, he's got to go back, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's Texan. Get rid of him. Yeah. This is the sofa. What's the plan?
We were gonna just talk a little bit about social media generally and how you use social media, because for me 4N has been a really key part of what I've done, and the other network, I've done a bit of networking outside of 4N, I know it does exist, as well, but for me the people that really are successful is those that learn how to draw this stuff together, how to bring it all together. So, you know, I do loads of stuff in terms of face-to-face networking, but I also do a lot on social media, and I think bringing all that stuff together, I think that's when the magic happens.
Yeah,
do you think?
I actually did it the other way around. So I didn't, because you've done networking in your corporate life, I guess. So yeah. I'd never done networking, and I was doing social media for a small business, and I was doing just Twitter, and I accidentally networked by being on Twitter all day long.
Right.
And I had a Facebook account and stuff, and we organised networking events called Tweetups, which is where you get people from Twitter to meet in real life. So that was like, I didn't see it as networking, I just saw it as a little project. So I'd actually built up a network by meeting people with social media, so it's the other way around.
Okay.
See, and whereas now I'm doing it the other way around, so I'm meeting people in real life and I'm trying to connect with them on social media. And yeah. it all up. But the two together just work brilliantly.
It's really powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, how many times do you go networking a week?
I generally do 2 or 3 meetings, but I have weeks where I do a little bit more than that. I had a week where I did six. Yeah, yeah, a couple of weeks ago I did 6 meetings, which is a bit nuts. I generally do 2 or 3 meetings.
But even that is not enough for me. It's not enough networking, because you're still going to miss people. You're still not going to be in people's place all the time. And I've just read Claire McTernan's blog this morning. She talks about being omnipresent and being there all the time. So when you look at social media, you can be omnipresent. And I think it's really powerful when either you meet someone from social media in real life, or vice versa, when you meet them in real life, but then you connect with them on social media afterwards.
Yeah.
And start talking to them, chatting to them. And it's all about taking an interest in their stuff. So lots of people that I come across that use social media, it's all about them. The whole thing's all about them. And even though it's a megalomania, it's not all about me and my content. I'm looking at other people's stuff.
Yeah.
And trying to take an interest in what they're doing and helping them out and trying to see if I can connect with them. As you know from networking, that's actually more powerful, is seeing where you can help people. And social media gives you a massive opportunity to do that.
I think it does. And I think in my experience, it seems to be where a lot of people get it wrong, is that you know, they're all over social media, so they're all over Facebook and LinkedIn and the other platforms that they're using, but they're actually just thinking about themselves. They're just focusing on the content that they're pushing out.
What can I get out of it?
That makes a huge assumption, which is that actually people are interested in your stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, what I've learned over the last few months is actually, if you invest some time in showing an interest in other people's stuff and other people's content, and you're proactively engaging with those people, then that's when it starts to happen.
Yeah.
That's when people start to really follow you and show an interest in you and share your stuff.
Because what do people really care about?
Well, themselves. And their business.
They care about their own shit.
Absolutely.
You know? So if you spend all your time talking about your stuff, they're not going to care about what you're talking about. So if you show an interest in what they do, you're obviously going to go on there, you're going to appear on their radar.
Yeah.
Hayley Hinton says, how on earth do you follow up with all those 6 meetings? Because that's like 18 one-to-ones.
Yeah.
She doesn't. She just ignores
them. No, I do. I talked earlier about going to Steph's networking retreat experience, and I walked away from that couple of hour session with a couple of very key things that I learned. And this was right at the beginning of my journey in this business.
Yeah, it was.
And probably the most important thing was to set time aside to do the follow-up. So ever since then, I've actually put time in my diary to actively do that follow-up. Now, obviously, it doesn't always happen that you do it that day or whatever.
She's not perfect.
No, I'm definitely not perfect. So sometimes I end up having to sit and do 2 weeks' worth of catching up with the follow-up that
I
want to do. But I do always do it. So I'll try and actually put that time into my diary so that I know I can sit down then and do what I promised to do.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing, it is a promise, because when you have a conversation with someone networking, it's a bit like when you see a friend in the streets, oh, call me, I'll call you later, and you don't call them, and I find that's the same at networking. You start talking about something, and you've got an interest in it, and then you don't follow up on it, and it kind of feels like, well, they're obviously not interested in me at all, they're actually just interested in themselves, so it doesn't quite work out.
Yeah.
When you talk about follow-up, I've done a couple of expos recently, and we booked out either the day after or the Monday after, the whole day, just to follow up.
Yeah.
Because if you go to an expo, I mean, we went to an expo recently, and we had loads of business cards, like nearly 200 of the things. I'm not going to follow up individually with every single one of them, but there was a good 50 that were definitely interested in what we do.
Well, the thing is, if you don't do that follow-up, you might as well not have been there.
Yeah, it's pointless.
It's completely pointless. You might as well have stayed at home and watched TV.
And
it's so key.
It's really important to follow up, massively important. Just back, Renee says, I'm just back from a mini tour in Norfolk, proactively following up with 12 meetings. One to beat me to it, 2 to 3 have responded, so less than half, same experience.
Yeah.
It's kind of a question. Have you got the same experience?
Yeah. But do you know, so something happened which really took me by surprise a few months ago. I went to a number of meetings over the space of a couple of weeks and met, I'm not going to name anybody so as not to embarrass them, but I met three or four people that were all VAs or PAs. And I actually said, this is over several meetings, I actually said to each of those people, I am actively looking for a VA. By the end of the year, I'm going to want to have a VA in place. And you know what? None of those followed up with me. I told them I wanted their services and they didn't follow up with me. And I just think, well, what a missed opportunity.
Do you think it's a British thing that we don't follow up? Because it's kind of the salesy bit. Like, especially within the full networking arena where we are, you're not allowed to sell your stuff. Mm. You're not allowed to say, buy what I do. Do you feel like sometimes we're embarrassed to actually follow up with someone and say, do you know what, I'm interested in what you do?
Yeah, I think people are. But, you know, if you turn this around on its head and stop making it about yourself, make it about that person that you've met, why would you be embarrassed about showing an interest in them?
Yeah.
You know, my follow-up is not, hi guys, remember me, do you want my stuff?
Yeah.
It's, I met you and I'm interested in this about you and your business.
It's true.
What can I do to help you? Who do you need to be introduced to? Yeah. You know, what can we do to help each other?
It's also why I like 4N. So I've actually emailed a prospect this morning.
Yeah.
And instead of saying, buy my stuff, they're interested in talking to me. So I've said, why don't you come to my 4N meeting?
Yeah.
Because to me, that's a lot easier to say.
Yeah.
And then you start to get them closer. I like Angus Grady's comment. He says, we don't follow up, we follow on. So I really like, he said that a few times. Hashtag follow on, he said. Yeah. Which is true, because you're kind of following on from a conversation.
Yeah.
And social media is such a great tool for that. You know, I always try, again, not perfect, but always try and connect on LinkedIn. On Twitter, I friend everyone I meet networking on Facebook, because my Facebook is pretty much like LinkedIn now. Yeah. It's not like it was, you know, 2 years ago. There's no way I'd have done that. But
no,
I said, do you know what? Everything I put on Facebook, including this, is completely public. And hopefully we won't say anything here. We wouldn't want anyone to hear it.
Because let's try not to.
Again. So that's... Rene says it's madness. It is madness. But Rene, if you go to so many meetings, that's what happens. That's the point. Hayley Hinson said that's the point. Follow-up is a two-way stream. It's true. It's a two-way stream.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kirk's probably said something rude. I'm going to read it out of my head first. If someone said to me, I need my service, I'll be following up with them in the car. Yeah. Kirk could be on the phone straight away.
Yeah, you would. You know, it is bonkers that somebody should not grab hold of that opportunity. For me, I'm all about just grabbing every opportunity. And that's been my ethos since joining 4N, and you know, all of the different things that we've done, it's been about, well, look, here's an opportunity, and you grab it with both hands.
You never know who you're talking to, either.
No.
Angus Grady has also said use the telephone, which is very important. We're just coming from a social media angle, but I have literally just had a phone call before you got here with someone. I thought, well, I'm just going to call them. I've got their phone number, and actually, phone calls are really powerful. The reason I use social media in between meetings is because I can mass follow up.
Yes.
So, you know, you connect with them, they'll see what you're talking about. You can quickly ping and like and comment and stuff
at
the wrong hours of the day. You can't always call someone. I mean, I called this lady earlier because I didn't have her email address. And I felt really guilty just calling someone out of the blue.
Because
I hate it when people do that to me. And I know it might be my own problem, but people are busy. And I find, certainly with my 4 networking meeting, we have 40 people to confirm. It's hard calling them all because you're like, they're not going to pick the phone up. Because they're busy or they're driving or and so not. I don't always use the phone, but the internet and social media allows me to keep in contact with them all the time.
Yeah.
Morning, Howard.
Hi, Howard.
Look who I've got. I've got your group leader right here. Look, well, apparently you're a leader now. And she's just dropped that bombshell on live. That's happened.
I think the thing is, there are so many ways to follow up with people, aren't there? And you don't just have to do the same thing all the time. So if you can have a combination of different things going on, and, you know, Steph, in the training that he does and in his books, he talks about, Steph and Thomas I'm talking about, for those who don't know, you know, he talks about active follow-up and passive follow-up. And really, all of us should be doing all of those different things.
Yeah.
So that you're constantly in contact with those people that you're...
I guess there's a lot of people listening to this now probably think, my God, you probably don't do any actual work because all you do is network and follow-up. Because it can actually take a lot of time to do that. I'll probably answer it in a minute, but how do you cope with following with that many people?
So I've got to be pretty rigid with my time. You know, if I didn't have to do any work, I would very happily spend all of my time out networking because I love
it. Brilliant.
I absolutely, I love everything about it. And if I could do that, I would. But I do have a business to run and I do need to earn some money. And so I actually need to do some work as well. So I have to be really rigid about how I use my time. You know, I'll plan time in my diary for working on the specific aspects of my business so that, you know, I'll have networking time factored in, I'll have time to follow up, I'll have time to actively be sitting and working on my business, yeah. Time when I'm working with my team, you know, time when I'm out at prospect meetings, and it's just really about
planning. And you've got kids?
I do have.
And dogs?
Two
and
children,
a husband.
Four dogs.
So,
yeah,
no, you're probably sitting there thinking it's right for her, she's probably a single woman, and no, you've got all that stuff going on.
I do
on as well.
Have, yeah, it's just about planning, isn't it? You know, and the reason that I do this, the reason that I run the business that I now do, rather than still being sitting in the corporate role that I was in before, is this gives me the freedom and choices to run my life the way that I want to run it.
Yeah.
You know, so I can have that balance. I can have time that's just for me and for the children and that allows me to go and do the school plays and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I can also build a successful
business. While sending emails
business.
On your phone. Don't take any photos. I'm not taking photos of the intimacy. I'm actually sending an email.
Yeah.
I've been there. Brad Burton shared a great story the other week where, you know, the life-work balance, and he went to see his kid at the sports day, and he was dicking around on Twitter, and he missed his son's...
Oh, no.
He was like, shit! You know, like, I was doing it all right.
Yeah.
Howard's saying something random. We'll ignore that. Hayley Hinton says to Claire, have you got any tips for sharing corporate stuff on social media? With your networking, so can you give sharing? Give can Claire give? That doesn't quite make sense. Sharing. So talking about sharing stuff on social media, and is it a big no-no? So do you want to share corporate stuff on social media, or does it bore people?
What do you mean?
You might want
by
to rephrase that question.
Yeah, can you? We'll come back to it, Hayley. If you can rephrase it and just explain what you mean by corporate stuff. You know, my background is in the corporate world, and I still have a toe in the corporate world. I still do a little bit of consultancy in the corporate world, and there's a number of reasons for me doing that. One, it keeps my hand in an area that I have a lot of experience, and it keeps my contacts alive, I guess. So sorry, Hayley, we'll come back to your question. You meant from a network marketing perspective. I'm sorry.
Do you mean Hayley, do you talk about your network, because you don't actually talk about your network marketing business hardly at all, do you?
When I talk, yeah, I mean, the stuff that I share on my blog, there's a real combination of kind of general business-related articles, articles that are very focused around the network marketing industry, and that sort of thing. For me, I am trying to, I suppose, change the way that people perceive network marketing.
Yeah.
You know, when I made the decision to leave a corporate role to do this, to focus on network marketing, I did so with a very serious intention to kind of change the way that people view network marketing so that it is viewed as more professional.
Steph's made a good point there that you talk about it enough to get new distributors to sign up. So you actually talk about it enough that you're actually signing new people up, so
yeah,
you don't have to overdo it.
No, you don't have to overdo it. And, you know, what I never wanted to be was one of those people that we've all seen, those terrible buy my stuff people.
Here's
we all know
product.
Them. We all know them.
Yeah.
You know, and I was never going to be that person. For me, it's about demonstrating to people that you can build a network marketing business and you can do that with professionalism and integrity. You know, I've got 20 years experience of building businesses, and I'm taking all that stuff and I'm bringing it into the network marketing
space.
And also,
ultimately, people are going to join your team. They don't like you. They're not going to do very well, are they?
No.
So what you're actually doing is attracting people. It's true though, isn't it? You're actually attracting people that like you. Attracting a lot of people at the moment, but you're attracting people, and some of them will be interested in your business and some won't.
Yeah.
And it kind of, you almost don't need to make it that obvious that that's what you do.
No.
You don't, do you? Because if someone's ready for that, or they think, I'm interested, they'll make the conversation, they'll start the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Steph has made a very good point on his comment there. You know, I'm having people contact me now that have seen my stuff on social media and have contacted me because they want to join my business. And, you know, that means I don't need to be out there.
We get the same.
People.
We send an email every Friday, and it's called the Friday Digital Roundup.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. It's daft stories. Last week was very much around Donald Trump and John Lewis. And it's like the social media angle of it, but it's daft. It's written like a bit of a news round. There's a small little link at the bottom for our workshop. It's always there. It's just background noise. We get so many people emailing us saying, "Oh, hi Todd. I found this person that's really interested in your workshops. I've been telling them all about them." It's like, okay, I don't know who this person is.
Yeah.
And if, P.S., I love the roundup. Read it every Friday. So I know that I'm just entertaining people on a Friday.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping them in my sort of loop, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then occasionally they'll see someone that needs what I need.
Yeah.
So it's not always about the people that you're connecting with, networking with. They'll know loads of people. And some of my biggest clients have come out of people who know people. One of my biggest clients, I've just sent an email to this morning, came from someone who I knew from a long time ago, who I've connected with on social media,
mm-hmm.
who has then seen me do other stuff, followed me, talked to me about it, and has then referred me to another client, and then that client has referred me to them. And it's just how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And that person, the end goal, that big client, has never seen my social media, has never seen my networking, but I've built a core of people who trust me.
And it shows you then just how powerful bringing all that stuff together is and keeping yourself on people's radar so that when either they're ready for whatever it is that you do to take advantage of your offering, or they come across somebody that's looking for what you do, then you're
there. Because you never know. You never know when you're ready to buy something, even yourself.
Yeah.
So I often find that people are constantly banging on about what they do, when it's like, well, that's fine, but I don't really need what you do. So you switch off. And it's like when you're walking down the street and someone's got a clipboard and a backpack. You just cross the road. I know what you're going to do, and I'm not ready for that moment. I've got charities that I support, and I'm on call with that. You smell a sales pitch like a fire in a lift, and you know it's coming. And if you're not ready for it, you're not there for it. And I do think that's a British thing. I think when British people... Angus put a comment a little while ago that British people are embarrassed about what they do.
Yeah.
And we don't like being sold to, so we don't like doing it on the reverse.
No.
But it is important to keep people up to date on what you do without selling what you do.
You don't have to be salesy about that.
No.
You don't need to be pushy. You certainly don't need to be embarrassed or reserved about talking about what you do if you do it in the right way, but it's just about not taking that sort of terrible salesy approach, really.
Because people don't like it, do they? They don't like it. So I often in my 40 seconds, especially from in my own meetings, say, this is what I do.
Yeah.
I fill rooms. I get rooms full up with people. This is because a lot of what I do at my meetings is to do with social media. Proof's in the pudding. There it is. If you ever need that sort of thing, give me a shout. I'm not going to say, come to my workshops now, buy it. Because I don't need to, because people book on it anyway. I mean, November's full, December's half full, we're thinking of putting another one on, but I'm not ramming it down people's throats.
No.
I accidentally talked about it there, but this is not the purpose of what we're doing here. I just find that some people get it so wrong with networking and social media. They go in straight away, that guy that we saw the other week, we won't talk about him live, but you know, straight away, straight in there, like a vulture, and it's so off-putting and people aren't really interested. Can you read that comment from that?
So Arlene says she doesn't think it's just a British thing. She grew up in Scotland, now in Canada, and it's the same problem here. Well, thank you for that. It's interesting to hear that.
That's interesting. I've never heard that before.
No, I think people often assume that that kind of reserved thing is
a very
British
thing.
We just think
that we're British and we're reserved.
we're
actually not that reserved. Anyone's met me and I'm not that really reserved. Martin Warlow, I am limited in what I can do physically for reasons a lot of people before and now know. We do, Martin. So can't do 3 meetings a week, but what I can do on social media is as much as what I can do, and it's working. So Martin's actually using social media to add on to the fact that physically he can't do a lot of networking meetings. So if you know Martin Warlow, you'll know why. So that's an interesting point as well. So that gives him more power, because he can do 1 or 2 a week physically, so he couldn't do a 6 or 7 like you did.
No.
But then he uses social media to make sure... And I do see a lot of Martin online. I see a lot of him commenting
absolutely,
in the Facebook community in a good way. And he actually inboxed me last night and is there all the time.
But Martin's doing that thing that we were just talking about. Martin is showing interest in what other people are doing. It's not just about getting his own message out there.
Yeah.
And that is the difference, isn't it? Hayley has just commented again, going back to her question about network marketing and about putting out adverts. My opinion is that there is more value in you putting out content that has some value to the people that read it. Things that are informative, things that people can learn from, rather than just a true advert.
Look at John Lewis. Yeah. Look at what John Lewis do every year. At no point do they even have a product in it. You can't buy a fox and a boxer from John Lewis.
No.
You could probably buy the trampoline. But it's not about that. It's about the story. It's about creating that recognition. And they've created this hype where every single time that advert comes out, it's the beginning of Christmas. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
And they've almost taken over the Coca-Cola trend with that.
Yeah.
But at no point is it a sales pitch whatsoever.
No.
And yes, it's a product placement. It's got their logo at the end of it. But it's a story. And a lot of what you do on social media and with networking is you're adding to the story. And it's like your four sites and my four sites, the talks that we give in for networking. They're stories to help people get to know us.
Yeah.
And really, that's what the John Lewis's thing is. Their ethos behind it is the magic of Christmas, and they're part of the magic of Christmas. And I just think, whether that's right or wrong, that's what they're trying to do with their story.
Yeah. So we only have a couple of minutes left, although we could just carry on for the entire morning, couldn't we?
We could do. It's absolutely fine. Angus says, online is okay, but people to people, it's so much better. Very true. But as Martin Morrow just pointed out, you can't always meet people to people all the time. You can't. And with the time, I find that with the social media bit in between, it enables me to manage my time better because you could go to a networking meeting every day, and 4N you could go breakfast, lunch and dinner every day if you wanted to. And there's plenty of people that have done tours like that, including Brad and Jason. But the social media bit allows me to keep in contact with people when I physically can't leave my office and just catch up and keep an eye on it.
It's wrapping all of those things together, isn't it? It's having all of those different things going
Jill Romero says, we're also taught when we're young not to show off. Isn't it funny about all the things you're taught when you're a child come into play in networking? So don't talk to strangers. You must always answer a question. Don't answer back.
Yeah.
Don't answer back. Don't call them back.
I don't think I got the message about not showing off.
No, neither did I.
I'm a massive show-off, so I quite enjoy doing all of that stuff. So anybody that's watching that sort of feels that they haven't quite got a grip on how to pull all of this stuff together, what's the kind of... Is there one simple tip or a couple of really simple things that you could... if somebody wants to use these tools in order to build a business, what are the sort of simple things that they can do?
One of the biggest things that we did, or Joe implemented, was a CRM, which is a customer relationship manager. It sounds really technical. Basically, you've got a profile for each person. So anyone I meet at networking, their business card details go into my CRM and I keep up to date with them. So if I have a conversation with them about bagels or about the Olympics, I'll just put that in there because that's something that they are interested in, that I can start a conversation on. And if I see them again, I'm like, oh God, what do we talk about? I can actually get to my CRM from my phone. That enables me to be a better networker because I network with a lot of people. Within that CRM, I can then connect with them on social media. Obviously, I have their telephone for Angus, so I can call them. I have their website, their blog, so I'll quickly... I'm not going to go read every single piece of content they've ever written. You know, I will take an interest, but I won't railroad my entire life for it. But I'll take a little bit of an interest. Whenever I follow up with anyone, I always front load an email or a phone conversation or a networking meeting with something about them, something I've looked at.
Yeah.
I'll see what they've been talking about on social media, where they've got an interest. If they're a Trump supporter, I won't turn up. You know, you're trying to find out some tips and stuff about them.
Yeah.
It just makes it go a lot smoother. So social media gives you so much information about someone. What they share on LinkedIn, what they put on Twitter, what they put on their personal Facebook. It gives you a really good idea what that person actually cares about.
Yeah.
And that's a really good way to start a conversation. Not in a manipulative way, just in a relationship building way, just so you know what makes them tick.
Yeah.
And you know what makes them do what they do. And it enables that conversation just to set alight and go a lot better than it would have done. Otherwise, it's just another cold conversation.
Yeah.
Every time it's another cold conversation. It's going to take you forever going just to networking meetings and not following up in between to actually get to know that person.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, isn't it? For me, the fact that we have all of these different things at our disposal, all of these different platforms, for me it does seem to accelerate that process, do you think?
Yeah.
That getting to know somebody process, because you can have all of these different things going on.
Yeah.
It does seem to
It's like Christmas is coming up. I've said Christmas, okay, deal with it. Christmas is coming up, right? And you'll see your family at Christmas, and now they won't have anything to talk to you about because they'll have followed you on Facebook. And that's such an important part of social media. Yes, it ruins family occasions, but your networking, it speeds it up because there's no, oh, what have you been getting up to? There's none of that rubbish conversation at the beginning. You're straight into it.
Yeah.
You're talking about stuff that matters and you're building that relationship, which is really important. Everyone is asking about my CRM. We use Capsule. Renault said he's going to get it set up. Hayley, get Capsule. It's brilliant. There's a free version. Adrian Hall says, yay, Christmas. So he's on there.
We're a little bit excited about Christmas.
I've decided this year not to be a Scrooge.
Yay!
So I usually, because Joe's birthday is on the 30th of November. See, Joe, I do know when your birthday is. It's the next foreign meeting. That's why I know. That's a lie. I'm going to get shot for that. Can we reverse? And then my birthday is on the 6th of December. Send your Christmas cards here, 29 Hamworth Road. But after that, then it's Christmas. But do you know what? This year I've decided, screw it, it's Christmas.
Yeah, I've decided that I'm only going to wear Christmas jumpers for the entire of December.
That's brilliant.
I know, and I'm going to blog it, different Christmas jumper every day.
I saw an advert last night about it. Is it either Aldi or somewhere where they've got like just an amazing array of Christmas jumpers? You just need to get in there with your credit card and do some impulse purchases. That's the way forward. James Chisholm says he uses Capsule thanks to one of my webinars. Thank you, James. Craig Parsons, who's going to his first ever foreign meeting this week, does Capsule integrate with the business card scanner app, like CardCam? Yes. So our Capsule integrates with, let me get the name of it. It's a card reader. I forgot what it's called. Instant Contact. No, it's not called that either. It's on my phone. Full Contact. So it integrates that with through Zapier. So it hasn't actually got its own card reader, but you just link it over Zapier. It works quite well.
Craig Parsons is just suggesting that I should also wear some trousers or a skirt with my Christmas jumpers.
Top tip there. Well, I'm glad you've turned up. Ruined Four Network at Christmas, just so you know. I was looking forward to those meetings. They were going to be full, weren't they?
They were.
Claiming just a jumper. We could still spark that rumour. That would work quite well.
It might get the numbers up.
Hayley Hinton has a friend who just wears Christmas socks for December. You're going up that. Literally, you're going to overtake that idea of just socks, though, aren't you? Full jumpers all the way. Kirk Pixon's got a new Christmas shirt. See, this is a very interesting point. We've been talking about networking and social media, something we're both very passionate about.
Yeah.
You talk about Christmas and the comments fly.
I know, look how excited
because
everybody is.
Because it's a common ground thing here that everyone knows. That now everyone's excited about you just wearing a Christmas jumper. It's the daft things that start conversation on social media. Yeah. It's the silly things. It's the common ground stuff. Whenever I talk to any clients about their own social media, I say to them, look at topical stuff. Look at things that are happening right now. So, you know, if you're in retail, you have to talk about John Lewis. And if you're in politics, you have to talk about Donald Trump. If you're in marketing, you have to talk about Donald Trump. Because he's a massive marketing exercise. And it's fantastic for that reason, but not for any other reason. You have to talk about stuff people want to talk about. Because, look, it gets them going. They're all talking about Christmas. And it's daft. We've got a kiss there from Michael Nagels. Michael, she just dropped a bomb on this live that you're going to have to I don't think she was supposed to say it. It's about 4 a.m.
I think it's okay.
Don't tell him what it is. You'll have to go back and watch the whole thing.
You'll have to go back and watch the whole broadcast, won't I?
Morning, Ange.
Hi, Ange.
Martin Morales says that's my line. Pleasure, Craig. Craig Parsons, he's based up in Manchester. Joe's put the link to Capsule in the comments if you want to find it. And Craig is based up in Manchester, so he's going to be rolling out onto a lot of four networking meetings. I don't know, which one are you going to first time? What's the first time on, Craig? Put it in the comments. Michael Nagel says, uh-oh. You've got to go back. We've been on here for half an hour. That's a lot of scrolling. Should we just tell him? Or should we just dangle it?
No. Just dangle it. We can watch it from the start.
Just watch it. So there's people talking about Christmas now. When you're at networking meetings, lots of people say that, you know, most of the conversations are about coffee, the traffic. And is that pointless? Is that pointless for people to talk about humdrum stuff?
No, it's not. Do you know, I've spent quite a lot of time in the 4N community over the last few weeks, and there's quite a lot of threads and conversations that go on in there that they're not business focused. You know, they're about silly things and, you know,
relationship stuff.
Yeah, relationship stuff.
Hobbies,
and
cats,
through that, and other slightly more weird stuff.
Well, that's just your meeting.
But through that, people are building relationships. You know, I've built relationships through that community with people that I haven't spoken to in person, I haven't met at a meeting yet, because we've been talking about that stuff. You know, we're not talking about our businesses, we're not trying to sell something to one another. We're getting to know each other.
For example, Craig, who's going to his first meeting, he says it's at Chorley. So Craig, you need to speak to James Chisholm, who was on here earlier. Someone tag him. Joe, you can tag James Chisholm in that comment. Craig is also a helicopter pilot.
Okay.
So it's completely unrelated to his business. But as soon as you say that, you're like, oh, I know what a helicopter is. Oh, wow, you're a pilot. And then you can start talking about stuff you've always wanted to ask a helicopter pilot. And that is an interesting start of a conversation.
Yeah.
And but it's not anything to do with his business. Hayley Hinton will definitely talk about dogs because she walks lots of them.
So, guys, there's loads of comments. And thank you so much for being here and also for commenting. If you've asked a question and we haven't answered it, then Todd and I will go through the thread afterwards and answer any questions.
Jill is bringing us back on topic, though. She says, back to the topic, sometimes I feel overwhelmed. I do as well.
So do I.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have weeks when I feel like that because it's important that you've got those different aspects of your business going on all the time. So, you know, you need to be spending time working on your business. You need to be spending time working in your business, and to try and have the balance between doing those things and also be out networking and also trying to have an actual life. It can get overwhelming.
I think you should start carefully. Like, when I often talk about to my clients when they come to workshops and they want to do all the social media channels, I'm like, no. Do one of them well. So maybe just go to one meeting and follow up properly.
Yeah.
And then next week go to two meetings. And get to six or seven when you've got, like, you know, staff and shit. That's fine.
It's getting some processes in place, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's different, you know, so the processes and the systems that you might put in place will be unique to you. But I've now found what works for me in terms of typically the number of meetings that I go to in a week and when I set time aside to do certain things and that sort of thing. And typically on an average week that works really well. There will be a week where I end up committing to more than I would do normally, or I have, you know, a lot of work to get done as well, and yeah, when that happens it can feel overwhelming, but you give yourself a break.
Yeah, we're not sat here saying, oh my god, you've missed one-to-one, you're terrible. No, I know I've missed one-to-one, I know I've missed follow-ups, yeah. I know I've done that because I've been busy, because sometimes you leave a networking meeting and, as Steph always says, the phone goes, you've got a text message or an email, it happens to everyone, and all of a sudden all that stuff you talked about in a networking meeting you forget. And yes, sometimes I forget to follow up, I also forget what I've said to people. So I sometimes write on a business card. I've got some really hilarious words on some business cards where I put like fairy cakes or suits or something I said to them. I'll just quickly scribble it on before the next one, just to remind me.
I always do that. That is a really good tip. So if you are,
tip.
It came from Todd. if you are doing loads of meetings or not, however many meetings you're doing, when you do your one-to-ones, just write something down, just a word that just reminds you of what the conversation has been about, so that when you get away, you can remember.
Definitely
what
do
you
that
promised.
At expos. So I went to an expo a couple of Fridays ago, and obviously we had a team of people on our stand, and everyone wrote a word on there. It's got to be legible. But we also noticed, I was speaking to Stephen Timberlake, who came and he wandered around, had a good look around, and he said it's really funny seeing people on stands at the expo that clearly don't know how to network. So even though they've got a stand and it's like a honey trap, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to have conversations,
right,
because they weren't trained in going out and drinking coffee and eating sausages and talking a load of old rubbish. Howard, thank you for the link to Rugby Breakfast.
Thank you for plugging. Thank you for plugging my meeting, Howard.
James Chisholm is going to meet with Craig Parsons at Chorley, so that's good. So
awesome.
We've linked those two up. And Martin Morello says that Tamworth are playing Chorley, so he's got something to talk about. But Angus Grady says that overwhelm is norm; it goes with the territory.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. You know, being in business for yourself is not easy. You know,
and it's easy, everyone would do it.
Yeah, they would. And, you know, it can be difficult at times. And I think it is just about giving yourself credit for what you're achieving, really.
Should you take networking seriously?
Absolutely. Take it seriously. There have been two decisions that I have made since I established this business that I think have been the kind of the best things that I've done for my business. The first of those was joining 4N. And deciding to really grab hold of every opportunity that 4N presented. So that means think about what happens outside of the room. It's not just about what happens when you're in the meeting talking to people. It means the follow-up. It means the relationship building outside of the meetings. It means showing an interest in the stuff that those other people that you've talked to are doing. It means getting involved in the 4N community. There's a lot of opportunities.
A lot of opportunity.
It, you know, really means looking at all of those different things. And then I'm going to give Steph Thomas a plug, because the other really key thing that I did early on in my business is going along to Steph's networking retreat experience, and from that booking on to his networking retreat, which I learned a huge amount through that in terms of how to really bring together all of the things that I was doing. So I can't recommend that enough.
I'm just going to touche Howard and put a link to my meeting in there as well.
So while Todd is just about to plug his own meeting,
because they're actually talking about my meeting,
because
Craig is coming down from Manchester, got 15 people coming from Manchester to my meeting at Leamington Spa, which is a 2-hour trip, and it's the day before the Christmas party for 4N. But they're all going to come down, Sam Pratt's foresighting, and I really like that about 4N, the whole UK connected thing. And I don't think a lot of people value how important that is, that it really is a connected UK network.
Yeah.
So I've had connections and leads from people I've never met before, 3 or 4 hours away, because people I've been to meetings with them foresighted on with have connected and said, actually, no, Todd knows what he's talking about. Even when I've not really talked about my business, not really talked about what I do. And that fascinates me that people don't passport around. And you've done quite a lot of that recently, haven't you, in Foreign?
I have. Yeah, I have. And off the back of it, I should actually plug 4N TV Live, really, shouldn't I?
You should, yes.
I should.
It's so really good.
It's really good.
I don't know who came up with it.
No, I know. Somebody had a really good
idea.
About doing a live Facebook.
It's Michael's idea, really. I sort of just railroaded it. I started it. He had the idea, and then I made it my own. And now people think it's my idea, so
yeah,
it's brilliant.
Just take the credit.
Yeah, take the credit.
So I had the opportunity to do a Facebook Live broadcast live on the 4N TV channel at 8:30 on a Saturday morning. It so happened that it coincided with me being on holiday. So
I tried to talk you out of it.
You did. I'm glad I didn't.
I'm glad I didn't talk, because I worry about the. I worried like the cross moment, because it was very close to the cross, and it was close, but it worked. And I thought you might have that, but your internet was great, and the whole thing was brilliant, and it was. I'm glad that you did it, and you were the first real 4N TV live presenter.
Yeah,
goes down in history.
It was an amazing opportunity. I'm so glad that I did it. It's out there forever. You know that people the view. Views on that are still climbing every day. It's had close to about 3,000 views now. On off the back,
we took it down now because I was getting concerned with it.
Yeah,
I just deleted it. Just took it off. Yeah.
Off the back of it, I've had loads of opportunity, loads and loads of new opportunities. So you know, just grab the opportunity to do this. Get out there and force.
And that was a good opportunity. I mean, you were on holiday. We've got someone just commenting random comments. I can't delete them. So we'll just thank you for putting block capitals. We're not going to read it. Michael Nagels says it's the story of his life. No one networks in December, which is rubbish because most of my meetings are full already. And details for the next meetup. Jazz, the next meetup for me and Claire is this Wednesday.
It is. So my meeting is at 8 a.m. This Wednesday, tomorrow morning in Rugby. We've got a fantastic speaker this week, which is Sammy Edgar, and she has a really rather inspirational story to
Brilliant
tell.
Story,
so
yes.
We would love anybody that fancies coming and joining us, do come along. And then, have you got a meeting or something going on Wednesday night?
I think it's Wednesday night.
Yeah.
It's our third birthday.
Yeah,
wow. I haven't told anyone this, but I'm going to do it live. Screw it. It's our third birthday party. We've got cake from Sweetaz.
So wow.
She's made cakes. She used to work at Claridge's in London. She's made cakes for famous people like Prince Charles, may have heard of him. David Beckham, some bloke played
football.
So she's making a cake, which is going to be pretty cool. Got balloons, like proper balloons, so it's a proper party. Got pass the parcel during 40 seconds. So as you do your 40 seconds, you have to unwrap a parcel, so multitasking.
Yeah.
So the ladies will obviously be crap at it, men will be good at it. And we've also got proper food. So when you go to a third birthday party, you don't have steak and chips, sausage and mash. You have cheese and pineapple, mini pizzas.
Yeah.
So we're having all that.
Awesome.
We're having like party rings and jam rolls.
That's
what we're actually having. So it's a proper party. So, you know, we're still going to do the whole format for networking, but we're going to make it a little bit fun and get people there.
Sounds fantastic. So if you're not booked in, book in. Now, I'm really conscious that we've actually been here quite a while.
Gassing 45
we
minutes.
We have. I would love to stay on the sofa chatting all day, but it's probably time that we say goodbye to you all. If there are any questions that we haven't answered, as I said earlier, we will come back to them and answer them. And we'll see you again soon, no doubt.
The first of many, live on the sofas.
We have been Claire and Todd on the sofa.
Look out, Phil and Holly. We're coming for you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the podcast of Claire Russell. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, please find us at www.clairerussell.co.uk/category/podcast. Tweet us at CR Business or subscribe via my main website. Thank you for listening. Chat with you again in a while.